I told him it was the most adorable thing I'd ever heard. It's been really hot outside. The air conditioner just turned off. Well, so he texted me and it's right. So vegan cookies, I mean, that's a cute evening together, right? Like, you know, the whole like being in the kitchen and I don't know, there's a cuteness to it. Maybe that's only true, like, if it's the beginning, the beginning stages. So maybe once you're together for, I don't know, 6 months or 20 years, maybe it just becomes annoying to be in the kitchen together trying to cook. It's one of those things you do early on, I guess. Yeah, there's something about eating together and food being playful and just super enjoyable when you're getting to know someone. I mean, I find that to be true. That's right. Yeah, because, well, there's that creme brulee, you know, which, I mean, that whole scenario was very delicious. It's because I'm a dessert first kind of girl. Yeah, so it was a, exactly. And so, and I wasn't very hungry, and I thought, well, yeah, I could eat. Of course I could eat something. And so I thought, well, I'll just get like some fries and a dessert. And I never used to like creme brulee. I certainly never made it, but it was one of those things where like a restaurant will specialize in something, you know, it's their specialty, and you're like, well, if that's the thing they do really well, I should try it, you know, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's one of those things that can be kind of sexy to eat, you know, like, some foods are fun to eat, like, you know, like a taco, right? But something like creme brulee, you know, it's a very smooth, delicate kind of dessert, and it's, you know, you eat it with a spoon, and it can have like a, I don't know, like this kind of sexy quality to it, maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well. Hang on, let me get some water. I don't know, my stomach's growling. I think it's probably time for lunch. I haven't had much of an appetite lately. I kind of go in spells. You know, oddly enough, the time that I felt like my most, I guess I'd say like vibrant, you know, it was like when I was exercising, but also I was eating a lot of fruit, like primarily fruit and an ice cream. That was that felt like a good health period of my life, which is maybe rather strange. I don't know. I think fruit is like one of the healthiest things you could put in your body, and it's, you know, it's like, it's full of water and nutrients, and it's fresh, and you know, the fact that I don't really cook, it's a great food for me. I can just, you know, wash and go. But yeah, so eating a lot of fruit, and then when I felt like I wanted something richer, I would have ice cream. And I was buying all these flavors that I hadn't really tried before, and just, you know, they're really delectable, and I was just really enjoying them. Well, I mean, that's true. Well, my friend would say, right. My fr so I went to the mountains with my friend, and she and I have been friends for, I don't even know, a long time. And we were going to a restaurant, but I never, I guess I didn't realize that I just often like don't, I feel like I've gone through periods of my life I was really into food, I was really into cooking and enjoyment of all that, but from her perspective, she's when I said I just didn't really have much of an appetite, I wasn't very interested in a lot of like cooking and preparation and savoring all these meals, and she's like, oh yeah, you've always been like that. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, you never had a big interest in food. Like, is that really true? But I think it's just periods of my life where I get really into savoring things, and then I kind of lose interest. Time will go by, and I'm like, I kind of need to eat. I kind of forget sometimes. But so we were in the mountains, and I was having that feeling of like not being terribly interested in food, but it's what you do, the body needs sustenance. So we went to the restaurant, and there were two actually. One was like a brunch kind of place, and the other was a sushi place. But both times when the food came, I was just blown away. Like, this is really good. She's like, yeah, I know. But I'm like, but if it's prepared for me and it's really delicious and it's really beautiful and it's just like placed, basically in my lap, then I will really enjoy it. Then I will be like, oh my God, this is amazing and awesome. And a whole wide variety of things I will then eat and enjoy and consume and savor, But yeah, I mean, I'm typically pretty easy to please with stuff like that. I mean, I feel like sometimes I'm just content with the bare minimum. And so because I have that philosophy, it's really easy to eat junk because it's like something quick and easy to eat. It's like a convenience food type thing or processed food, and I'm guilty of having, too much of that, I'm sure. But the thing about fruit is, it's also a big convenience food. So maybe it kind of balances out. I don't know. Right. Well, yeah. So tonight, perhaps there will be vegan cookies. I don't know. I think there might be vegan cookies. Homemade vegan cookies. Yeah. Well, it could be. Yeah, okay, well, okay, so I'm gonna go. I'll let you go. I need to reheat my coffee. That's something that I seem to stick with no matter what. This is the coffee. Yeah, there was a right, that guy I was working with, right? He was yeah, he always asked me if I have my black coffee. He called me he called me home slice the other day. It really made me laugh. He's like, what's up, home slice? You got your black coffee today? I don't know. I mean, I can't think of when I've ever been called that, actually. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, they're just people that you connect with sometimes, and he's pretty funny. He's great to work with. And yeah, it's all remote, so home slice. It's affectionate, is what it is. It's a lovely thing to say. It's like a more affectionate version of like homie, I guess. I don't know. Maybe a more updated version of homie. Homie sounds really old now that I say it. It sounds really old school. Nobody says homie. I don't know what other word there is to replace that at the moment. I can't think what it is. Okay, I'm gonna go. Yeah, get my coffee going again. Okay. Yeah. It was great talking to you too. Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Okay. Okay, bye.